Inescapable Realities by Kirawa, read by Podfig Lover. Ben rolled over and stretched, preparing to get out of bed. Ray's hand tightened on his arm. "Stay," Ray muttered, still half asleep. Ben settled back down, warm against Ray's side, until the eastern horizon shone bright through the window. He gently moved Ray's hand. "A little longer," Ray murmured. "Ray, I have to go. It's time to feed the dogs," Fraser said quietly. Ray startled suddenly, frantically awake. "The dogs? What is it with you and the dogs? Storm of the century out there, and you decide to go feed the fucking dogs?" Ben shushed him. Ray, there's no storm. Look, clear skies. Were you having a bad dream?"
"I... kinda, Ben."
Ray trailed off.
"We mustn't neglect the dogs, Ray. Our responsibility to them is one of the inescapable realities of life here."
Ray finished the sentence with him resigned. "I know." Ben brushed a kiss over Ray's forehead. "Why don't you wallow for a few more minutes," he said. "I'll bring your coffee when I'm done with the dogs." The floorboards didn't creak as Ben got up. Ray ducked his head under the quilt and waited there for a few minutes in the silent cabin. Then he kicked off the covers and jumped out of bed. He pulled on the clothing he'd left by the side of the bed, singing, "Cold, cold, cold," under his breath. Ray turned on the radio, the morning news, a background hum of voices. He shoved some more wood into the stove and set the kettle to boil water for his coffee. Ray pissed, brushed his teeth, put on his outdoor layers, and stomped outside to feed the dogs.